Track 18. Exam Folder 9. Listening. Exercise 6. 1.
It's funny how we became friends. I mean, that doesn't usually happen with clients. But Sarah's so outgoing. We got on like a house on fire. We chatted away while I was trimming, colouring, or whatever it was. And then she started bringing her daughter in too, and we put the world to rights as I cut. And then, one day, she said she was having a barbecue, and would I like to come along? Not many who come to the salon would do that. And since then, we've become good friends.
2.
At first, I thought she was a bit bossy, but after a while, I realised that it's just her way of getting things done with the minimum amount of fuss. And I must say, she's great to share an office with. We usually take our breaks together. Last year, we started going to the gym together after work on Wednesdays. She's as hard working in the gym as she is in the office.
3.
She's been such a help. I mean, more and more we rely on parents getting involved and helping out with social events. Sarah's a great organiser. I know if I hand over something to her, it'll be done immediately, before you've had time to blink. Her daughter's the same. We wanted to have a sports day to help raise money for some new equipment that we need for the music department. I just mentioned it to Sarah, and the next thing I knew, there was a list of activities and who would supervise them on my desk. I wish she worked with me full time.
4.
It seems like I've known her forever. She's really changed, though. You'd never believe it, but she used to be quite shy. She'd never speak up in class unless directly asked. But she was always hard-working, always did her homework on time. In Year 8, she won a prize for creative writing. She'd been quietly developing into a very clever young woman.
5.
We met while we were both on the exercise bike. I'd been going there for ages, but straight away, she made me see that I wasn't really working very hard. She's got so much energy. We did the half marathon together last year. I wouldn't have done it alone without her. If she makes up her mind to do something, she'll do it. I suppose that's how she got where she is today.